This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Top Trump administration officials shared detailed war plans through an encrypted messaging app and accidentally added a journalist to this group chat. The Atlantic magazine's editor-in-chief, Jeffrey Goldberg, says he got an invitation from National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and that the group included Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Vice President J.D. Vance. They were discussing plans to strike the Houthis in Yemen. Joining us live on our line to Washington, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. Hegseth denied the report attacked the editor, but the National Security Council said the text chain appears to be authentic. How did this happen?
Well, that's really what I think an investigation will have to determine. Look, this report in The Atlantic yesterday was absolutely stunning. It was penned by the magazine's editor-in-chief, and it details how Jeffrey Goldberg was inexplicably included on this encrypted messaging chat chain with the top Trump cabinet officials. They were called the Principals Committee of the National Security Council. Think of the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the National Security Advisor who apparently organized this chat, and others. And the chat had Vice President Vance voicing his concerns about the planned attack on the Houthi targets in Yemen. He called it a mistake. He urged a delay. He said it would essentially be doing Europe's dirty work and that Europe wouldn't either pay the U.S. back or wouldn't appreciate the effort to clear the shipping lanes. The White House has confirmed the authenticity of the texts. It is an extraordinary breach of security. Now, up on Capitol Hill, congressional Republicans are not doing what they did when it was reported that Hillary Clinton's emails were kept on a private server. They're not necessarily urging hearings, although there is some talk of that. And the House Speaker seemed to downplay the significance of it, saying he's certain that steps will be taken to prevent this sort of thing from happening again. The public posture of the Trump administration has been to attack the publication, The Atlantic. But there are reports this morning that privately the president is weighing whether heads should roll. Carol, you describe Pete Hegseth's response late yesterday. He described Jeffrey Goldberg, who is a distinguished newsman, as a deceitful and highly discredited so-called journalist. Hegseth did not deny that he shared these details on the group chat, but he simply said that no one was texting about war plans. Now, Goldberg calls that a lie, saying that he went out of his way not to publish the details that Hegseth shared on the chat, fearing that those details could put Americans' lives at risk if they were to become public.
Stephen, thank you. That's ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy, live on our line to Washington.